Recently, the Huffington Post and the nonprofit group Youth Service America issued a list of the 25 most powerful and influential young people in the world, and one of them is from Derry, New Hampshire. Dylan Mahalingam founded the volunteer organization Lil MDGs in 2004 at age 9. Since then, he's worked to encourage millions of young people to find ways to improve conditions for young people around the world, and he joins us now to tell us more about what he does. Dylan, welcome to All Things Considered, and congratulations on this recognition.
Hello, thank you very much.
We should probably explain the name of your organization. Lil means youth, of course, but for those who don't know, what are MDGs?
The MDGs are Millennium Development Goals, and those are 8 goals that were created by the United Nations in 2000 at the Millennium Summit, trying to eradicate poverty and hunger, limiting the spread of diseases such as malaria and HIV/AIDS. Together, all of the 8 goals sum up basically every problem that can be solved in the world as of now. Lil MDG's main mission is to, mainly we're trying to spread the word about what the MDGs are and that there are problems going on in the world, because a lot of youth do not know that there are a bunch of problems going on around in the world. And even if they do know that there are the problems, they're not aware that they're able to help.
Is there a project or an initiative you've worked on that so far you're most proud of?
I think I would have to say, in 2008, I was appointed as the chief strategist of the Under the Acacia organization. That organization has done a lot of work in Kenya in villages called Loida and Esoit. Basically, we built 2 schools for Maasai tribes that live in those areas. And that's probably the biggest accomplishment that I've gotten through, because we provided education to children in that area and we're helping a community become self-sustainable and be able to flourish in the future.
You mentioned this a moment ago. Most of the decision makers in this world aren't 9 years old. They aren't 16, 17. How do you impress upon people who might at first not take you seriously because of your age that I do know what I'm talking about and these are issues that we should take seriously?
Oh, yeah, I definitely know what you're talking about. Towards the beginning, it was very difficult to get recognized by some of the larger corporations and organizations that we were trying to get recognition from and help from, because they viewed us as just kids and they didn't necessarily take us seriously. We had to overcome the skepticism. Eventually, after we came across many closed doors, we found an open one. We've just been growing ever since.
New Hampshire has a reputation as not being the most exciting place in the world to be a young person. You've been doing some traveling and you have some more scheduled, so you have a little more perspective on this than most people your age. What do you make of New Hampshire? Is it a good place to be young, or maybe not so much?
Oh, I love New Hampshire, as hard as many people would think that is to say. I particularly love my school, Pinkerton Academy. I have a bunch of friends there. There's a huge student populace, and it's very useful also in terms of the Lil MDGs and our goals, because a lot of people there are very willing to help us with a lot of our projects. So really, I find New Hampshire to be a great place.
Well, Dylan, thanks so much for talking with us, and keep in touch, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much for having me.
Dylan Mahalingam of Derry was recently named one of the most powerful and influential young people in the world. You can find out more about his work at our website, nhpr.org.